Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois hosts Western Kentucky on Saturday in the 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, well, it was good to get off to a good start last week against Ball State. That's how you want to, you know, as far as getting the win, that's how you want the season to open up. You know, we knew going in we're going to play a lot of young players, and we're excited to see how they would handle the game, you know, situations. Know a lot more about our football team after week one, but really kind of excited about some of the corrections that we can make, you know, heading into week two. Western Kentucky, our opponent this week, very good football team. You know, the last few years have really kind of taken another step up with their program. So it's a little bit different situation for us to, you know, to be more than a touchdown underdog at home. But our guys are, of course, looking forward to that. Take your question.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Chad Bishop with WBKO-TV.
White on film, and do you think he has a chance to play at the next level?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
Yeah, Mike White, quarterback for Western. What are you seeing out of him on film, and do you think he has a chance to play at the next level?
Well, what we've seen out of, first off, Mike's a good, you know, good quarterback. You know, can make all the throws. I wouldn't say that he's a, you know, a running quarterback, but he's mobile enough in the pocket to be able to, you know, buy time to throw the football. But, again, as I said, he can make all of the throws, accurate, strong arm, you know, knows football. As far as him going at the next level, I don't, you know, I just know that he's a very good college quarterback, and most, you know, very good college quarterbacks have a chance to play on the next level. Be a big challenge for our group this week.
Okay, thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Lovie, I know you guys blocked a field goal at the end of your opener. Big picture question on special teams with you know, the Florida State-Alabama game having some adventures and Maryland and Texas and so forth. Do you feel like that, in your case, are coaches able to spend enough time on special teams early in the season when they're trying to get other things in?
Well, I think it's a challenge getting offense, defense in early in the season. It's just, you know, there's a lot of things to get game ready. You don't really know until you get into a football game. I just know for us, of course, special teams are a big part of what we do. A lot of time, a lot of medium time personnel that we put on them. And you can win, of course, and lose games based on that. We got a lot of production from our special teams this week. As you mentioned, blocking the field goal was big, but in our return game, really helped us a lot this past week too.
How much time are you able to spend on special teams in the preseason versus maybe what you do by the time you get to the middle of the season as far as allotting practice time?
Not like we're going to change any time. I mean, we have a system that we have in place on training camp practices and all. We put time in with our special teams daily. So it's not like we're going to change things as you get, you know, a little bit further in the season. That's a part of what we do each day.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.